The relationship between the two entities was in jeopardy when CDPHP requested cuts that NYOH claimed would have affected care for about 2,500 local cancer patients, many of whom suddenly found themselves unsure of how to pay for continuing care. CDPHP spokesperson Allie Skinner says round-the-clock talks were held to come to a resolution that was in everyone's best interest.
We've been telling our members to kind of hold tight. We firmly expected that we would reach an agreement with NYOH, and that's exactly what happened. So we're relieved. We think our members are relieved, and NYOH is as well.
NYOH Board President Dr. Nimi Wu says patients come first.
This was really about ensuring that we have the resources to provide the care that we feel most appropriate for them, that they need and deserve. I can't express how pleased I am that I was able to work forward together with CDPHP and that we can reassure patients that their treatment will continue, since this is what the focus needs to be on.
Word came in December that the two sides were at an impasse over a contract due to expire February 2nd. Neither side is revealing the particulars of the agreement.
We came to agreement based on a great deal of meeting and working hard to educate each other, in our case, about the complexity of the cancer care, our processes and policies, and we were able to find common ground so that they could understand that this is really about the total cost of providing high-quality cancer care. This wasn't about the drugs as much as about the ability to ensure that patients could see the nurses, the technology, and have the convenience of being close to home.
If an agreement hadn't been reached, patients would have had to find new providers by early March. Skinner sees continuing the partnership as a win-win-win.
Originally, the contract dispute was over a commission in the sense that CDPHP pays oncologists for the cost of injectable drugs. We were simply proposing to reduce that commission that they make above and beyond the cost of the cancer drugs. While we can't get into the details of the contract that we were able to agree to, what we can say is that we were able to improve efficiencies for the cost and access of care for our members.
The agreement terminates a class action lawsuit that had been filed on behalf of NYOH patients who were CDPHP members. Patients with further questions should contact a representative at the number on their ID card. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.